this?
So, I'm sure we work on the Indian. I tired of that, even though it's a chachma, but it's a different sug chachma. And the tachlis of Torah is ganz another from other chachmas. It's not coming only to be machkim, to give more information, wise information. Coming to Mimaraimim, the person, to Mashan of the Mensch, to take the keem of the Adam, which the Adam Antara is at the most the Adam Muslim is the Adam that's Muslim itself in Teva. It's coming to make him Hecher, be Mala the Adam. And the Etzen, the Adam, is a massive Antara. So that's before Shavuos, the Etzen that's a massive, that's Malach of Siluf. There's no way the mensch could come to Beit Shlemus on Torah. V'chayim l'malo l'maska l'man tzor mishol ma'ato. The Torah, the Seder is a mahalach of l'mayla. On the Torah, it's a mahalach of l'man tzor. It's a tzor mishol ma'ato. You're going to end up going l'ber shachas. That's the deficiencies and the shvachkeit there is in all the mensch on Torah. We saw in the Mela Torah, Bezunder, the Koyach of Torah is Be'ikr Spirit. When it's going Keneged the Teva of the Mensch, when it's against the grain, the Mensch feels that the Torah is clashing with his Metzias, with the Torah father, the Havana from the Torah, that's the Nekud of Torah. And if then it's given the ganze word from Nas Venishma. Chalasso was able to let go of the Metzias Ativis, which Taka is such a part of the Mensch, which naturally doesn't want to let the Mensch go beyond this Teva. But Nasav and Ishma, they were able to go beyond that, over that. And we saw they did that with the Koyach HaBitochen, that they were Seymach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not going to be Matan Aleim Yosef and Mashiach Yuchal, that they can hold on to. So tonight it's a little bit of Hashlomo, what we spoke about. But if I'm calling up a Bezunder, Befrat, it says Befrat, the Kabbalah, the Nasav Nishma of Torah, the big Hemshech, in this past week's Parsha, in Parsha Bal Yisrael, it's a Parsha. It's a big Hemshech, it's a big Hashlomah to that. It has to do with Befrat, Befrat, Bechlal, the Ilam Yeshivas, after Shavuos, is what we call the after Shavuos dive, or the after Shavuos Yerida. We have a lot of Ochim in the lives. Until Shavuos, it's coming the day after Shavuos. What is there? Finished. Say you have a Gemara, a Tzlach, and Rabbeinu David, till the end of the Zman. Nothing to look forward to. That's it, you're finished. Lamaisa, you can laugh and laugh, but Lamaisa, there are people that drop like flies, and then there are people, oh. The brand that there was in the beginning of the Zman. By most. So this sugi is a big sugi. The sugi we're going to learn tonight is a big sugi that it's moed mashpia, moed again to try to get around that. That shouldn't happen to us. State in the Torah, the parsha in the Torah, this is parsha, past this parsha, all of a sudden, I'm angestellt in the middle of the masois, the masois, the masoininim. State that they were going from Arsina and the Pasuk puts it in Vahibin Tzayor, it's two Nunim Hafuchim. So, stay in the Gemara on Shabbos, the Fukuf Design. State
Tana Rabbanan, Ibn Sarah, and Vayimei Moshe, Parasha Zu, Asala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simonius, Milamal Lamat. Loimar, She'en Zim Mekoyim. Post Tei Se'en Zim Mekoyim. It's not the real place this Parasha is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in the beginning of Amidah. So it's much better. We're going with Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel, Machlekes Rebbe, Shimon Gamliel. Titania, Shimon Gamliel, Oine. Asidu HaParasha Zu, She'ti Oker Mikan, V'tikosa Bim Koyim. Lama Kosa Fakan. Kedei Lahafsik, Bein Poronis, Rishayin Al Poronis Shniya. There was a Mahalach of Peronius, which is better than Ban says there was a third Peronius. There would have been a Mahalach of Peronius, a Hempeshech of Peronius, a Retzef of Peronius, the Klal Yisrael was Nichnas into. And there would have been Muchzak, there would have been a Chazokah, a Gevissa Chazokah, the Klal Yisrael would have been Muchzak by Peronius. The Parash Vim and Tzoran to make a Hefzik, kill no, Hefzik, it's not a Chazokah, it's not any Hempeshech Yutir. That's what Vim and Tzoran call on. What are these Peronius? It's Prophet Gemara. Pranus Rishayna, Pranus Shniya Mahi, Vayyam Kinsayna, that's Mefurish. Parsha Misayna, they were the Misayna on the Mon, and there was a Taka Amaka afterwards, there was a Peronius afterwards. That was the second Peronius. What's the Peronius Rishayna? This Mefurish and Pasuk. But Yisum Har Hashem, a few Psukim before, two Psukim before, Yisum Har Hashem, Derech Shalishas Yom. Rashi says, it was a Gansa Kvitz Zaderech, Mahalach Shalishas Yom, Maholcho Biyam Echad, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chifetz, Chofetz, Lachidis Nolertz Miyad. Mishtein Chazal, that's called Peronius. What's happens? Rashi is a little hard. Rashi was in Shabbos. Shver, Rashi's Maklor. Rashi says that the Peronius was that they saw the taiva of the Slav Shpeter. Tosis fact of Rashi. We're going to tell now the Prad of Tosis and the Rambam. Zok Tosis says, what's Pshan Peronius? Shoshone Gedom of a Medrash. What's licking the Pasuk by Yusuf Mehar Hashem? Shenosu mehar Sinai, famous medrash. Shenosu mehar Sinai, derech shloish yisyomim ketinoik hayoytzei mibeis hazeifer. Chazal say that vayisu mehar Hashem. They left the place called Harashem Har Sinai. It was Har Sinai. I'm gonna show over here. It's not facts. I'm gonna show over here. Besader that they were there for a very long time. The Gantz say that my Bibba was constantly. They were going and coming. Chanias and Nesias. They were at Har Hashem come out of here. Like the Cheshem, they had come out a year until about Tzoyis. They were Hashem for a year minus 10 days. A year minus 10 days, and finally, Yisum Hashem. The Onan left, and Onan went. Yisum Hashem. Chazal had a bikuris on Klal Yisrael. Then in that, the Yisum Hashem lived up. Ketina kayitzei beis haSefer. Shabeilcha vayilcha. Kach liyibochim meharsinai derech shloish shalom loshen of Tzoyis. Shalom du harbe Torah meisinai. Ramban. Tosefos, and Tosefos, the man here, Pashva Leizcha, man state, also brings Rashi, Eston, name is the Tam Bereich Rashi. Aval inya medrash hazeh motzu oisoi ba'agod, shenosu meher sinai, b'simcha. Man state, there was a gewisse simcha. He left her sinai, there was a simcha. Ketina, kabarech, me beis ha-sefer, omru, shem a-yarba v'yitim lono mitzvus, tarik mitzvus, revest, who will be there, will be another tarik. Shem Yarba Vitam Arbitz. Zeu Yisum Yar Hashem. Shem Machshavtom. Ban State Shem already that the beginning of the Chit was in the Machshavah. It was only Machshavah. Shem Machshavtom Lasir Atzma Misham Mifnei Shu Har Hashem. Shem Adik. Ban's learning up. They didn't run from a place that's called Har Hashem. They ran from the Har Hashem Shabbat. They ran because it was Har Hashem. They were running away. That life is given from the Har Hashem Shabbat. Nish Tam, Mamakam Zer Hashem. Machmashu Har Hashem. V'zeu Peronius Rishayim. Those taste of Peronius. Peronius Rishayim. V'hivzik Shalei Yisholish Peronius Muchas Luzu. So the Peronius of the Mon, on the Slav, on the Kibbutz HaTaiva, shouldn't be together, shouldn't be Chazok. Minim Sumu Chazok in the Peronius. Then I'm about to add in 2 inches, and just on the side. V'kora HaChei Peronius, Afal Pi Shalei Yirulehim M'meni Peronius. I'm about to make the Goyza, Goyza Kasha. The feet of Pshat of Tosis and the Ramban. It's called a Peronius. It's called a Chait. It's a Chait. Bishlema by the Nusoyninim and by the Slav. Shnei in the Torah. There was a Machka. There was a plague. Habit and Klai Yisrael Meisim. But this, the Yisum Har Hashem, is the most we find the Rem is in the Pasuk. We're trying to find Bechla, where is that? Who state does in the Pasuk? But fine, state does in the Pasuk. But there's no Peronius. There's no Peronius. So Ramban doesn't know what he does. He's like, it makes a statement, a fact. Even though it didn't come to them any Peronius, they're still called it a chit. That's the implication.
Then the Rambam says a marvelous gezach. B'shema amole chetam zeh yemachnis amarat miyad. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere in Chazal. The Rambam says that which Klal Yisrael didn't go into, Eretz Yisrael gleich. They had to go before. They had to go. Avraham Shonet, and eventually most of the Yetzim Mitzrayim died. Right, which Be'etzem stayed under Eretz and Chazal. The whole Sivas Lechur Ben Hamikdash was because of that. But there wasn't a direct Knesset to Eretz Yisrael. It's because of this chait, this bavar from the chait that we found, and bavar from because of the medrash. Remez v'bricha mi Hashem ketina kabarech meis haSefer. No one in Chazal to say that. The Pella is from Bar. The pesukim shem beforsh makar. The pesukim shem beforsh the whole Abraham Shem Ben Midbar was chait problem. Stay in the forest. That the reason why they didn't go by right away was because of Raglan. Rabban's mom see an Isaac. It's called connected Pesukim. Chazal, connected Pesukim. I'm saying the reason why the key was initial. I want you to understand this, Rabban. There's really three problems. It's another kashuv. Two kashuv just said. First of all, what is the when Rabban very batons? What is this idea that it's called a chait? It's a peron. It's called a peron. It's the chait. It's a chait. I wanted to understand this last part of Ramban. The Ramban saying that they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael because of this. Another shadow, Bruchem has, and as Torah, this whole medrash, that the Ketina Gabarech may say for a Sark Pirush. What does it mean? Pishlema, someone runs away from Yeshiva, he runs out of the house, runs in Yeshiva, yeah. Over here, they were Mitzvah. That was the Mahalach. The Ramban earlier explains that the Mahalach of the Onan, that was a Tzivah from Hashem, and the Onan went, but Eloisa Anan, the Anan left. The Anan went. What were they supposed to do? They were supposed to leave. What was the time of that? So before we open up the thing, I don't want to be pesach with the passion of the Lord. Let's lesson band. Let's first get the two Shmites a little bit. It's poshit. That the Ramban says, Moli Zeh. Yeah, how you machnis and Eretz Miyad. He's not coming to say, he doesn't look good as Lashon. He doesn't say Lahedi. He doesn't mean this was the Einish that caused them to be nenash and didn't go to the middle. So Lashon is the moly chaitze. How you machnis and Eretz Miyad. The pshat and Ramban like this. We see, someone is in the chumash of Bissel, pay attention, we'll see that there's a certain shinui, hanhaga, that starts mamish from this point on to Mamidbar, continues to the rest of the Sefer Bamidbar. We're going to have the Kumedika Parshas, chait after chait after chait. Obviously, we're talking about the Aurelian, the Ardea, Chatoim, or not if you have one, but Lamaisa, before then, Kamat, there was no they were on a high Madrega of Mantar. And now we're going to find what Chazal called Erses Ruchaynus. Saying in Slav, the Maragum, the Chule, Mapilum, it's a Sach Chatoim, so he's going to be Behemshech. L'chor, Avada, it was the Chait Maragum, it's Parsha, it was the Chait Maragum. The Ramban means what brought to the Chait Maragum, that's the Ramban. What brought to the Chait HaMaragim was this Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. This is a huge Nekuda. Ramban is saying, the Klal Yisrael Gevara, this is Madrega, this is a gang, a Kivun. It was a Kivun of Har Sinai. It was a Kivun of Aliyah. They were, it was a year at Har Sinai. It was a Kivun of Aliyah. And all of a sudden they started having a certain Kivun, which I could say they severed themselves from the Madrega of Har Sinai. When did the hefsek? When did there was that chal? It was chal at the point of Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. The first, the ganze yirida, the ganze eventual downfall, is a galigin in Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. The mile of Nasa and Ishma, the mile of Kabbalah Zatur, that commitment, that's mechaber of the Torah we spoke about before Shavuos. The first thing that started being menatek that, the mafkia that, from the tzias of Klal Yisrael, at least in time I drank it, more menatek lagamri, was the Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. And that's why it's so chosh of us in the Suresh Maisa to find out what is this Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. I want to try to learn it up because a gili god and kaych is an efshah person, and all of us have to learn this up, we all have this. The day I had this issue, and the day I had this sugya, this nisoyan, avada, we're not any greater than the Dardaya. What is this Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer? So we start already, it seems like there's a hemshechiyot, there's a shaychas to the rest of the chatoim. There's a in the Gemara that Be'etzem Hi Be'etzem Aron is coming to be a hefsik between this chait and the other two chatoim. That means naturally there is some sort of hemshech. Kinira, this was the shayrish of the ensuing chatoim. So let's learn up a little bit. Each one is a little limud gadol. To learn up exactly what was the chait. We're talking about chait again. Doily Eulim, Mamash Anoke Eulim. But a little bit, there's a lot of mahalchim also to understand what was the pshat and the chet d'or midbar. Obviously, it wasn't pashat chatoim. It was always a cheshbin. Obviously, they had cheshbin in the chatoim. But a little bit, I want to see a little bit of a gang with the same common of Farshim. A little bit to lean in. And the chet of Messiah in it. And the chet of Isavu Taiva in the middle, it sounds like part of it also is the Rabbeichal Mishpachoisel. The Rabbeichal Mishpachoisel. What was Gerard the chet? Everyone asks. So in on the man, okay, it didn't make any sense. What was the taina? The man was misapik taiva. The man was misapik called tam shiba oilam. Like another man, the omer not only the tam, it had the texture of any good food by oilam. Mamikus achosim. What were they missing? What were they? Kshuim, diluim. What were they missing? The vatiach in the Mitzrayim. The chanu as a dogash and oichalchinam. What was it? The Slav, Rashi brings down, they had Bakar Vitzayim. They had Bakar Vitzayim. So again, it's not doing justice. It's a nice, it's a lot of the sugya. It's a long sugya, but kitzur. Maktav anach and then anach a few dekudis, a few algoshes. Rashi says, Takim Nisoyinim, a famous Rashi. Rashi says, what's Taich Nisoyinim? Ain't no mel of joining by the Rashi, can miss him, ain't miss him a loshin alila. It's also a loshin Rashi needs to be a bottle. The vaxim alila heich lifroish me achre hamokum. I mean, if I would say that to your man after first Seder, he would leave the yeshiva, run away from yeshiva. Rashi says, that's just a loshin of chazal. After Dardea, he says, tell a person, you're like, you're trying to run away from HaKadosh Baruch. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Rashi says. Miss Oinim chazal said that Klal Yisrael was trying to run away, separate themselves from HaKadosh Baruch. Trying to distance themselves from HaKadosh Baruch. What does that mean? Trying to distance themselves from HaKadosh Baruch, they had a taiva. Shteit, Zecharnu es Hadogo, Ashanoich Mitzrayim. What were they missing? Rashi says, Chinom in a mitzvus. Shpeter, there's a Dogish on Mitzrayim. Shpeter, when the Makkah comes on Klal Yisrael, Shbuch who brought the Makkah on Klal Yisrael, it says, the Lashon HaPosuk is, it says, "Lo yoyim echad toichun leyimayim, but lechamishu yom, leyasar yom, leyasim yom, al chodesh yom im arash yetei miapchem. Hoyol lechem lezorn yan ki maastem es Hashem asher bekir bechem. A tivku lefan of leimor loma ze yotzonu mimitzrayim." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaking, summarizes the chait of misoininim in this love. He says the bottom line is that the taina was, why do we leave Mitzrayim? All the tainas, the mon, everything that was all people on the surface. The bottom line taina was, why do we leave Flatbush? Why do we leave Mitzrayim? Why do we leave Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the Metzias before they got the Torah. That's the Metzias of Klal Yisrael before they got the Torah. That was Mitzrayim. That was the Metzias of Klal Yisrael before they were elevated by the Torah. Loma zeh yotzarim in Mitzrayim. What happened over here? Some tracks like Zazay. The Shorash Advarim Shtein in Netziv in Parashat Maragim. Most of the Chatoim you're going to find in the Dor HaMidbar. The Pshat was, there was a Netiyah, there was a Ratzon in Klal Yisrael to go down to Madrega. To go down to Madrega. Why? L'shem Shemayim, because they felt that they couldn't hold and they couldn't stay on this high Madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was expecting of them. Lashon Netziv over there is that they felt that they were Oymed Bebeis HaMelech. They were Oymed Bebeis HaMelech. How long could you Oymed Bebeis HaMelech? When you Oymed Bebeis HaMelech, every single move you make is checked. Imagine eating Be'er Chaim Kanievsky every single Shabbos Suda for the whole life, eating every Suda. Nice once, twice, away. Can't move. you want to enjoy yourself a little bit. Stick it shechumis on the challah. You want to be normal. This was the taina of the man. The man tasted gvalik. And when you ate the man, you ate the man via malach. You ate the man, you couldn't go with the man, roll off your sleeves like a bal taiva, stick your hands into the man. The man, stay in the gemara, you don't go to the bathroom after. You don't feel like a mensch when you eat them. You feel like a mouth. I wanted something that looks like pizza. No, it tastes like pizza. It might even have a texture of pizza. It don't look like pizza. I want to see the steak. I want to be normal. What does that mean, I want to be normal? Why do I want to be normal? Because when we eat the man, so we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was expecting us, and that's lived in the man, to be on the Madrega of Har Sinai. To stay and hold on to the Madrega of Har Sinai.
mensch, a lot of times feels, he's a big type of a mensch, and he's too close, like the heat is too much. Sitting in front of the Aron HaKodesh, in front of the Rebbe. Yeah, yeah. How many people we know in shul, like they can't, you know, find them always the backseat of the shul, always. By the Pesach, you find people that they're always, somehow always, that's always where the seat is. Too close, like, yeah, free, unrestricted, you know. The idea of the mon, and the idea of the Mesoininim was the Mechayiv that was represented in the whole Mahalach of the mon. The Mechayiv that was represented in the whole Mahalach of the mon. They wanted to eventually, the Bechayiv, they wanted to be heard at the Madrega. Kinira, and this is already the Aschola from this Letia, the Aschola was in the Bereach Mehar Sinai, Ketina Bereach Mehar. Later on, they taka did chatoim, which means later on, they taka went against Kilu Ratzon Hashem and Ratzon Moshe. Again, Lishma, Cheshbainus. Here already, it wasn't something outside. It's the answer of Ruchim Kamat says, it's the answer of Ruchim Shaila. They didn't do what, we're not talking about bad pula. They had to run. They had to go away. The Onan said, we're talking about someone who had to go. The question is the attitude. Deep down, in the Nefesh, in the Lev, in the Machshava of Klal Yisrael, there was a feeling of, whew, Baruch Hashem. These mitzvahs. You know, if I'm going to stay there another second, Ruchim says, you think they shouted out, oh, we don't want more Targ mitzvahs, Chas v'Shalom, to make Doishe Elyor. They looked like the biggest Rashivas. Saying they were, deep down, there was this pachad that we're going to be meshubid to more mitzvahs. That means we're going to be meshubid to this eish eichlosoi. Ketina kabareach mebeis ha-sefer. They ran away from that. Let's open it up more. In light. Let's stick it into the sprach we spoke about last week. 2 weeks ago. What happened really? What's going on here? What happened by Mantur? So we're talking about Klal Yisrael. We're in Mitzrayim years after years after years. They were mufka. They were more mufka from the brightest guy in your high school class that you ever thought of. They were mufka. Tumas Mitzrayim. They came and they made the biggest transformation. That's just Rav Arshayach. They were all mahapich memtesh shari tumas memtesh shari kibush. They stayed zokne marshal. They were in a base medrash. It was a base medrash. Lo yekamoyse v'kol oilam. It was a base medrash of Har Sinai. For about a year. Mapecha. No Shiloh. We spoke about it. The Torah changes the mensch. The mamash turned over. Different. Dordea. Not Shaykh. But what happens? What happens to the previous mitzias of the mensch? The mensch always remains a boss of Adam, like we spoke about. He's a Yulad Isha. The Torah is raising the Isha of a Yulad Isha Blaibte. A Mitzri Blaibte. He's a Mitzri. Not a Mitzri for the Mitzri, but the Yid, let's completely live in a Mitzrayim. He was a Mitzri. And a Mitzri and all the Koichas and Nefesh of the Mitzri and all the habits and patterns and Hergelim of a Mitzri that he had before, but Etzim was still there. No, it was Chal in him, a Torah. Torah was Chal and Klal Yisrael that Rebbe Betzim elevated them. But the old Mitzrias of a Mensch still is there. And still, look at this amount of friction. And that's a threat. And that's like called the heat. The heat is on. It starts being chazer v'neir and saying, could I handle this change? And then there's a part of you that wants to run away, that's very scared. That wants to run away, that's scared. Maybe I can't handle this. Who's the real me? Can I hold on to that? There's a Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma. It's a clash of the Mitzvahs. Let's give an example. We've been talking about the past weeks. Bacher, after one of the Vatim speaking to me. I'm giving a tzir, but it's one of many things. He was speaking about things that clash in the Mitzvahs, this Bacher. He used to work out, exercise, work out, go to one of his gyms. It's very much a part of his, very much part of his teva. His teva that he was used to, and he was part of his tivius dikakim. One of my the Matzias, he tells me, I'm not talking to any of the other things. The gym, there's not too many kosher places you could go to the gym. So the Maisa, the gym that he was going to, was in a year in the mirror, but the gym he's going to is Pasha Asim for a person to go to. Pasha Marish. So for a while he wasn't so much some late to it or whatever. Maybe his Matzias can have finally realized Taka. It's not a place he should be going. You know, he can't, it's not a place he should be going. So here was some Mamish the Sukh has been dealing with all his mind. The Torah, and it's me. I know the Torah is fluttering for me. That's the Torah, if I don't ask the Torah. The Torah is saying, you have to find a way
to go without this. Yeah. So if you be mufka, again, we spoke about you can't take on a sugya that's too hard. If you be mufka, he wouldn't be handling the sugya. But obviously he was holding by, but there was a clash. So he says he's going to start this man. He's going to recabble, he's gone. I don't know what he said, what did he do exactly? He said maybe he's going to jog a little bit. I don't know if he would replace it a little bit. He's not kitzer, he's going to try his man with some sort of replacement, very far, very schwach. Nothing near the energy break he got every day, he would get it. Nothing near that. Okay, so I'm just giving him a marshal. So he made a Kabbalah of an Asar Rishma, Be'etzem. He took on a commitment which Be'etzem was higher than his previous Metzias. His previous Metzias needed this, needed that. Was the way he, and was needed as part of his learning also, but he felt that he's ready for it. He's taking it on. So what happens? After, and this is the sugya b'rivenez, after you make the Kabbalah, he made the Kabbalah. So about 30 days after he makes the Kabbalah, and he was holding by to make the Kabbalah, all of a sudden the Yitzhara comes to you, and he says, gets you on a day, you push it, you're going out of your kishkas. It's going out of your kelim. This day was like terrible. My mom needed it, I'm polishing, you know, if I would go there, the day would have been differently. It didn't go good with the first day, the second day, and my sister was blaming everything on the fact that I didn't go to the gym today. It's our cups and says, this friction that you're going, it's not going geschmack, it's not. No, it's a bunch of days it did go geschmack, but today, it's our cups and tells you, this is really lovely. He says, the same friction you're feeling today, you're going to feel for the rest of your life. It's a big Yisrael Kirchas HaNefesh. I'm talking from experience. When you take on a madriga that's higher than you, you're trying to climb madrigas, you're trying to let the Torah elevate you, the Torah chaps you. He says, it's not you. The same friction, the same clash in the Kirchas that you're feeling today. Same milchama, you're fighting not to go to the gym today. You're going to have to fight for the rest of your life. It shows it's here of you. It shows you 25 years dead alive with a beard, a bunch of kids, you're still fighting. Okay, the same thing with the cell phone, giving up the cell phone. I give you a million mashalim. Everyone has the mashalim. It's learning another half an hour, it's learning Friday. Learning everyone has the mashalim, but whatever the friction is, and this is the toys. This is the toys called. Because it's nishtazai. And the same betochen you have to use, that you used when you were makabal originally, made the Kabbalah. And the same betochen, which again, the betochen is this tool. The betochen is a craft that be'etzen attaches a person to something that right now is teva and his seichel is not masik. It's not masik right now how I can do. But I was makabal. So you right now have to realize, and this is a dover, bodhuk manusa, every betochen is based on something mitzias, you're just not masik about yourself right now, that there's something called hergel nasis teva. And that madriga that you're fighting for right now, I don't know if it's going to be another 10 days, another 20 days, it could be another half a year. But eventually it's going to be double boto or mavoto. It's not going to be a milchama, it's not going to be friction if you use it. You push it, you're going to push and fight and hold on for another 20 days, 30 days. Boto, mavoto, it's going to be a baby game. You're going to start another. The first half an hour you start learning after night Seder. Today, your night Seder is 2 hours. It's not like it's an extra half an hour. The first time you took it on, it was hard. It was half an hour. When a person goes in on a madriga, eventually he becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to hold on to this madriga of Har Sinai. There was a part of them that was scared. There was a part of them that wanted to run away. And really what they needed to do was the same need of betochen they had at the original Kabbalah, they would have had, should have had betochen. Even though right now it feels like it's a friction. And if it's going to be a friction for the rest of your life, you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a person to battle the same battle his whole life. It's not an Ishkin match, but it's what we mentioned. A person can't battle for his life. It has to be that eventually becomes Seder and you have new battles. Oh, but you have to have thought that if Hashem is telling me to do this, it's gonna become part of me. My Teva is gonna change. Then I'm gonna have a new Muhammad to Hashem will have a new Muhammad to go higher. Tara will make me Hashem. This is the pool of the Yitzhar. And the Yitzhar got him to do it, and this is so to get to us right now, you got to do it at the best time. Because Dafka, after you make the Kabbalah of Matan Torah, and after you make everyone have their Kabbalah that they made, that they attach themselves to an Akud in Torah that was made for their Metzias, he comes afterwards and he says, drop it. I'm not talking about somebody who says drop it right away, it was a big game. I'm talking about somebody held on to it a little bit. But he's going to find the time, he's going to come and tell you, drop it. And I think it's not going to come with a straight drop. At the beginning, it's going to come with like a little bit, you know, like, start chilling out a little bit. Take it easy. Dig deep down, you'll see there's a pachar of ketinich b'rech m'sefer, and that is the time where what he does is, instead of the madriga that you had before coming, a davar kavua by you, you lose it. And that's ayim and ayim. And that chazal called Peronius. That's the omik of the Ramban. It's unbelievable. I already changed my drag. I got to my thing. I already elevated myself. I become a different person. I can reach a different level of connection. Like a man who learned without a cell phone is a different connection. It's a different connection. Like a man who's able to give up on anything we're talking about, is a different connection. You were holding by doing it. And you were that close. You push another 10 days, you push another 20 days, another 30 days. It will become part of you. And the Yetzirah was marked from you. And you lost that whole madriga, and that leads to another Shasha Rois of Chatoim. This whole Baricha, Ketina Kabarech, Mideis HaSefer, Ein Lecha Poroni is Gadol Mizeh. Klal Yisrael could have been Koyin in the Madrega of Arsina, there could have been a Kinyan Nitzchi, and they would have been Nichnes into the Yerk Somiyad, Mashiach would have came. That means they would have been Koyin in the Kvius, this new Madrega that Torah was supposed to bring them to. Instead of that, they lost it. They ran away from themselves. Ketina Kabarech, Mideis HaSefer. They ran away from it. They were scared. This is the sugya. It's a big sugya. It could be that the Rosh Hashanah said it's Pshan the Ramban. That's why it's called the Peronis. It's a sugya that we need now after Shavuos. The Yitzhar is always Me'achareinu, Me'fonenu, Me'achareinu. The Yitzhar is always there. It's always there. Afterwards he comes and he says, slow it down. Between me and you, the beginning of the Zman. Beginning of the Zman is always more. The Bren, you can't match the Hemshech Zman. You can't match the Bren Mamish. They understand what we're talking about. I'm not talking about there has to be this. Oh, but the mindset, they're like, you see, it's mamash like that. A person will never admit it to himself. Well, the people who peter out, deep down, they want to sabotage themselves. That's the pshat. That's what they're about. That's the Ketina Kabarech Mesa Sefer. You want to sabotage yourself. You want to put yourself a little bit more normal, not so high. If I stand on my drag and I, who knows what, maybe I'll never be able to look at a sports magazine again. Who knows? It's a threat. It's a pacha to your old mitzvahs. I want to be able to relax. I want to be able to be normal. Be able to do. You'll be able to relax. You'll be able to relax in your new mitzvahs. Your Torah changes a person. You'll be able to relax. You'll be able to feel like a total human being. But don't go to your old mitzvahs. You're looking at your old mitzvahs. Your old mitzvahs wants what it always had. It wants that. It feels clash. It wants what it always had. Hold on. Don't be Ketina Kabarech. Be safe.